Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. King Charles has praised President Trump at a lavish banquet in Windsor Castle. The King hailed what he termed Mr. Trump's personal commitment to finding solutions to world conflicts. He was speaking as the President made an unprecedented second state visit to Britain. In response, Mr. Trump paid tribute to what he called the special relationship between Britain and the US. He also hailed the political and intellectual legacy of Britain.
The British gave the world the Magna Carta, the modern parliament, and Francis Bacon's scientific method. They gave us the works of Locke, and Hobbes, Smith, and Burke, Newton, and Blackstone, the legal, intellectual, cultural, and political traditions of this kingdom. Have been among the highest achievements of mankind. There's really never been anything like it.
President Lula of Brazil has said he has no relationship with President Trump. The two men have never spoken, and in an interview with the BBC's Ione Wells, Mr. Lula said he didn't believe the US wanted to talk.
Because they don't want to talk.
But he said you can call him anytime.
But they don't want to talk. It's important to remember that when President Trump communicated the taxation on imposing tariffs on Brazil, he didn't communicate in a civilized manner to heads of state. He just published them in his social media, and I found out by the newspapers in Brazil.
President Lula also said US tariffs of 50% on Brazilian goods would cause beef and coffee prices to rise for US consumers. Police in Spain say they've arrested 19 people on charges of murder and torture on board a boat bringing migrants from Senegal to the Canary Islands. Peter Hyatt has more.
Police say about 50 of the 300 or so passengers disappeared during the 11-day journey on a boat which had no shelter from the elements. Some were reportedly thrown overboard because they complained about conditions, looked the wrong way at the alleged perpetrators, or were suspected of witchcraft when things went wrong. The boat was intercepted in August, and Spanish police say they completed their investigation unusually quickly because they received so many witness statements. The Canary Islands are a main entry point for irregular migration from Africa to Europe, with 47,000 completing the journey last year, and an unknown number dying along the way.
Israeli forces have pushed into a densely populated area of Gaza City as they continue their ground operation to capture Gaza's main urban centre. Thick clouds of smoke could be seen as Israeli forces fired artillery shells and smoke bombs. Thousands of people have fled. More than 60 people were reported killed during the day. Israel says it wants to free its hostages and defeat up to 3,000 Hamas fighters. This is the world news from the BBC. The lower house of parliament in Argentina has overridden two vetoes issued by President Milei on spending bills. He'd sought to cancel moves to boost spending for public universities and children's hospitals, arguing that they were in breach of his austerity policies. As Parliament met, crowds gathered in Buenos Aires demanding that the vetoes be overturned. Pakistan and Saudi Arabia have announced a defence pact under which any aggression against either country should be considered as an act of aggression against both. David Bamford has the details.
The Strategic Mutual Defence Agreement was signed during a visit to Riyadh by the Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif. A joint statement referred to the pact building on Islamic solidarity and shared strategic interests. Saudi Arabia provides Pakistan, a nuclear military power, with oil subsidies and financial aid. Both share concerns about Iran's regional influence and seek to counterbalance powers such as India and Israel. The signing comes 1 week after Israel's attack on Hamas in Qatar, Saudi Arabia's neighbour. But Saudi officials said the agreement with Pakistan was not related to specific events.
The American television network ABC has taken the late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel off-air indefinitely in the wake of comments he made about the death of the right-wing influencer Charlie Kirk. Mr. Kimmel suggested on Monday that the man charged with killing Mr. Kirk was aligned with President Trump's MAGA movement and that MAGA was trying to distance itself from him. The mayor of New York City has backed calls to ban horse-drawn carriages in Central Park. Eric Adams said stopping the practice, which has been a tourist attraction for more than 150 years, was the humane thing to do. Supporters of the ban say the carriages endanger pedestrians and the horses themselves. The measure would need to be passed by the city council. That's the latest BBC News.